From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida Governor Rick Scott campaigned for office, saying that he would, quote, oppose and veto any and all efforts to increase taxes. But has he kept that promise? WUSF's Craig Kopp talks with PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen.
So, Josh, how'd the governor do? It's easy to oppose any and all efforts to increase taxes, but Scott promised to veto any and all efforts to increase taxes, too.
Well, this one we put on our promise meter, our Scott-O-meter, that rated his pledges, and we found it a promise kept. He had the benefit, the governor did, of having a Republican legislature that really didn't give him too many chances to have to oppose anything. One thing that came up was Amazon came into the state, as we know, and anyone who buys things online, you know that you now have to pay sales tax. People thought that was a problem. But going back to 1949, there's a use tax that says you're supposed to be reporting things you buy from out of state anyway, and that's been amended to include online purchases. Nobody really seems to know about that one. Nobody seems to volunteer, but that's the case. We called it a promise kept.
So the question about Amazon, actually in the state of Florida, you've supposed to have been paying that tax anyway?
There's a form on the Department of Revenue website called the DR-15MO. You were supposed to print it out and fill it out, self-report every year. That's right.
Boy, everybody kept that on the down low.
Yeah.
So, Josh, the governor is getting some criticism for the way he handles his own money. Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida is charging that last year Governor Scott signed into law a bill giving Florida's public officials and candidates an easy way to avoid financial disclosure of their assets. He said in an email, since then, Governor Scott's been the only elected official to take advantage of this. Is Nelson right about Scott and his finances?
We rated this one half true. The senator here is referring to last year's Senate Bill 2. That was an ethics bill that established rules to govern what are called blind trusts. And we'll try to get this over as fast as possible. A blind trust is something in which an elected official can take their personal investments and put them into this trust that is managed by a third party. And it is then sealed, and the official has no idea what happens with those investments, whether they're bought or sold, or whether those positions change. Now, in this case, Scott had put all his investments into a blind trust back in 2011, and he then had everything listed. You have to list what you're putting into the blind trust, and that's why this is half true. Everybody has access to what is going into that blind trust, but they don't know what happens to it after it's put into that trust and dealt with by a trustee.
So the half-truth comes because we know what he put into the trust. We know what his investments were. We just don't know how they were handled after that point.
Yeah, you don't know what happens. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Scott had disclosed everything that he put in. It may have had something to do with a lawsuit that had been brought, a very timely lawsuit brought by a former Democratic legislator that has been heard by the court. But Scott closed his trust. He disclosed everything that was in the trust. And then as soon as he filed his financials, he did not have to do this according to the law, but as soon as he filed his financials, he put everything back into a new trust.
So he did a little more than he actually had to.
He actually did quite a bit more than he had to. So that's why we gave it a half true.
That was Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida chatting with Craig Kopp from our sister station WUSF in Tampa. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.